Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's Wendy in for Bob. He'll return on Monday. Time now for extremely local news. And let's say hello to Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hello, Seamus.
Good morning. Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes, this is, you know, I got to say it, you guys. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you, Seamus, this year.
Yeah, but we get to talk on Friday, though, so it won't be so bad.
Yes, it won't be. All right, so extremely local news. Some of Chicago's top chefs are getting together for a fundraiser. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a good story. They're a group of chefs who wanted to do something to help some of the immigrant families that have been targeted by Customs Patrol and over the last couple months or so. There's about 125 families that have had family members taken away. So a group of chefs, it's led by Diana Davila. She runs a Logan Square Mexican restaurant called Mitokaya, 2800 West Logan Boulevard, if you want to support her as well. But she brought together 40 different chefs. They're going to have a huge event at the Romova Theater, the renovated Romova Theater in Bridgeport. It's going to be January 19th, and for $125, you get to walk around, sample from the food of 40 different restaurants in Chicago. Jason Hamill from Lula Cafe is bringing food. Rick Bayless from Frontera is going to be there. So, yeah, you can get a ticket for this, or you could just donate. We've got details on the site, but on blockclubchicago.org. But, yeah, they're trying to raise about $150,000 that they would distribute for groceries and other things for these families. So
that
kind
is
of a cool
great,
thing.
Yeah, that is giving back. That's a wonderful way to do it. All right. New Year's Eve is tonight. That's so weird. This just really crept up on me. This whole year has gone by so quickly. There will be fireworks and there will be a curfew.
Yeah, that's right. We've heard in your news reports about all the closures that are starting pretty soon downtown for the New Year celebrations. One thing the mayor and the police superintendent want to point out is that there is a 10 p.m. curfew in Chicago, and they're going to really, they're emphasizing it now that they really want people to respect it. If you're under 18, you need to be with an adult. If you're out in Chicago, downtown seems like a particular focus for them. But it's not really moving up the curfew. It's just sort of circulating it, letting people know, like, do you know where your children are? that sort of thing that we used to hear at the, at the end of the night. So it's 6 p.m. in Millennium Park. That's kind of a standard one if you're under 18 and not with an adult. So so have fun out there. It's cold. I want to just sit inside and watch all the festivities because I'm, I don't know, unless it's a Bears game or an April Cubs game, I don't like to sit outside in the cold weather.
Yeah, I feel bad it's really cold out there, and it's a little, it's a little cloudy and foggy, and I'm assuming that's going to affect the fireworks a little bit tonight.
Yeah, luckily these fireworks are like shot off just from the bridges over the river, so they're not that high.
Oh yeah, okay, good.
So this could be a perfect opportunity to see them if you want to go down there. It is really quite a sight when they shoot them out over the river. It's Navy Pier has always been great, but when they're right in between all the buildings, it's something special.
It is really cool. And Block Club has really made an impact this past year in 2025. And why don't you tell us a little about that, Seamus?
All right. Well, thank you. Yes. As your listeners know, we are a nonprofit newsroom. We're just trying to cover Chicago as fairly and equitably as possible, all corners of the city. And we did a story today just rounding up some of the different things that our readers have done for businesses, for people in Chicago after reading one of our stories. And a couple of them that stood out, we've talked a little bit about Skyway Bowling, Skyway Lanes down in the Jeffrey Manor neighborhood. neighborhood. It was the last black-owned bowling alley in Chicago, and they were really going on tough times, struggling to get out of the pandemic. We wrote about that, and so many people showed up. They've really saved this place. The Chicago Sky booked it for a night. More and more people were like, oh, yeah, we haven't bowled in a while. Let's get out. So that was a great one. We were psyched that Skyway Lanes is doing well again. But this is the craziest one, was that we had written a story about a West Side choreographer, a really renowned dancer and choreographer that was in need of a kidney. And a block club reader in Oak Park read the story, got tested, and she actually donated her kidney to Randy Duncan. Aww. So I'm not sure that we're going to be able to duplicate that sort of impact in 2026, but really just proud of, you know, all of the WGN listeners who read Block Club and the Block Club readers who go out there and read something and say, hey, here's a chance for me to make a little bit of difference in my community. So thank you to everyone that's read one of our stories, that's donated or subscribed, and just kept local news alive in Chicago.
I need to be a better person. I really do. When I hear these inspiring stories, it's like, gosh, I got to do better things. And how do people subscribe to Block Club Chicago? Because really, you guys do such a great job over there.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. You know, a lot of our stories are available for everyone, but we also have a subscription program where you get access to everything. You get some more newsletters, you get some perks. And if you sign up today, we're doing this cool neighborhood print giveaway where you sign up for an annual subscription. You pick out a neighborhood print that you want from artist Steve Shannonbrook. We've got about 75 different versions, so you can get a Logan Square one, you could get an Engel one, you could get a Promontory Point one. There's lots of great ones. So yeah, go to blockclubchicago.org. We got a bunch of subscription buttons there. Go there, and we'll send out a print as fast as possible. And they're really cool. You can give them away. You can keep them for yourself. Very cool. But yeah, thanks. We hit our goal of getting more than 900 new subscribers this month.
Good.
And I think it was probably a WGN listener that pushed us over the edge. I'll have to go back and check the stats. But thank you to everyone out there who listens to us all year and checks out our site and supports Chicago.
Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, I need to find out what color underpants you're going to wear as we head into the new year, because the different colors have different meanings. If you wear red, it's love or passion. Yellow or gold, wealth, money, job promotions. If you wear green underpants, health, well-being. White, which is going to be most people, I think. Peace, harmony, tranquility, new beginnings, and happiness. That is a good one for all of us. What color you think you're going for?
I don't know. What do I get for polka dots?
Oh, you have to make it difficult for me, don't you?
Sorry.
That combines a couple of things. Coziness, tradition, family, or just something different.
Oh, I'm going to take whatever the health one was, because that's
green.
That sounds like a good one. I think that's green. I'll bust out the green.
Okay.
Nobody said see-through yet, by the way.
Well, somebody said they're not wearing any underpants for New Year's Eve, and that will make it a good year. So,
thought about that, and I didn't want to go there at this early in the morning.
All right. Well, happy New Year, Seamus, and guess what? I'll talk to you next year.
Talk to you next year. Oh, thanks for everything.
You're welcome. Happy New Year. It is so fun to say that. I live for that.